question this week is, what are you most looking forward to for break?
NFL World Cup. NFL rain.
I get to see my dog. Yeah.
NFL England camp.
Oh.
Okay. Wild rice hot dish.
NFL rolls.
Pie.
Sleeping.
I get to see my grandfather.
Going home where there's snow on the ground.
Baking cookies with my mom.
Probably the Guinness in the fridge that's waiting for me, and every year there's the Cowboys football game. I hate Cowboys, but it's tradition.
Getting my spot back the next meeting.
Sleep.
Seeing my family, my brothers.
Going back to Iowa. I'm seeing it.
It's sleeping.
I'm doing the turf on Thursday. Yeah. That's fun. 8 hours of sleep.
Scheduled a massage. Debating if I'm gonna extend it to an hour long.
Seeing all of my pets.
Seeing my dog. Visiting friends and family and hot tubbing. Indian on home cooked
food.
Spending 4 days up north with no cell service.
Not having to cook every single meal for myself.
Because I need again miss the question, and listening to my wonderful coach right here, apparently spending time with Adi.
Yes.
Pestering my not so little brothers. I think they really, really miss my influence in the house.
Wisconsin cheese, Wisconsin beer.
The food coma. And your show next?
The warm sandy beaches of the Florida Keys.
That sounds really good. That sounds really good for like Christmas break.
And our administrative director?
What do you mean?
All right, with that we have form, so we'll move on to our first order of business, approval of minutes from last week. Changes or amendments to last week's minutes? Changes to minutes? Changes to the minutes? Seeing none. The minutes are approved. We'll move forward to community comment. Do we have any from the community who would like to comment? Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none. We'll move forward to finance. We have one budget tonight, which is Russian.
Before that, I'm going to interject. I move to adjourn the Senate meeting at no later than 8:45 tonight.
We have a second. We'll move to a vote. All those in favor of adjourning no later than 8:45 tonight, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions?
Division.
Division has been called. All those in favor, please raise your placards.
And the reason for this was to go to the vigil that's been held in the chapel at night.
All opposed? Abstentions?
we have a pretty small budget for Russian Club here. We're just here asking for some ingredients to make meat, which is a Russian food, so it's cultural. It's a very small request, so I don't really see why we shouldn't fund it. It's a cultural asset. We're trying to advertise it for the entire campus, so if we come make Russian food, feel like in Russia, and yeah, so I don't know, it's very important to Mexico.
So, as our finance director said, blini is a cultural food of Russia. They're really cool. They're kind of like crepes, but if you tell a Russian they're crepes, they'll get in a fight with you, so don't do that. So basically, the reason we're asking for funding is food is a critical part of any culture, and students are going to be involved with the making of the blinis, so it'll give them kind of an access to Russian culture in that perspective. Also, after they're done making it, the food will also be open to the entire Gustavus community. You just have to come to one of the Russian teas, which are highly awesome, recommend going. The purpose of the club itself is to promote Russian culture, and as I stated previously, the food was a key figure in this, so I don't see why it wouldn't be funded. Also, the food helps create a dialogue, an open dialogue about the culture, which can lead to a better understanding of the Russian culture in a whole. So, it's a fantastic thing. I would highly recommend full amount. And if you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer.
I'll move the floor for just questions at first, either direct the finance team or Russian Club. Any questions? Seeing none, move on to discussion. Senator Glash?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this is a pretty common practice of finance committee to allocate money for food as long as it's culturally important to generally just culture clubs and other groups that are similar. So so really nothing out of the ordinary in this budget. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the budget as recommended by the finance committee. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Budget passes. Thank you. That concludes our finance portion of the meeting, so we'll move to committee updates. And first on the docket, we have technology.
Okay, not a lot from technology. basically, at this point, I'm just looking into the possibility of like having our IDs on our phone, kind of like similar to like Apple Pay, except with your IDs, so you can like use your phone to get into a building. So, looking into that. So, that's all I got.
Cool. Do you have any questions for our technology director? Questions? Seeing none, we'll move forward to student academic affairs.
In the last 2 weeks in student academic affairs, we have been in the process of drafting an email to send out to the student body, and that was the email we were charged with. So it will include the .gov website that will serve as a guide for registering to vote. I'm also still in contact with the Mankato Senate about bringing Zipcar to campus. We've also been investigating the possibility of Gustavus' divestment from fossil fuels, including a meeting with Jim Westfall. also in contact with Fred Vancey about mirrors and trainer access for non-university athletes. This has been a little bit of a challenge finding meeting time as the crossover season is long this year. I've also emailed Carol Brewer about the possibility to get a quote for adding another safe rides vehicle, and I have not heard back yet, but that'll probably be an update in a couple of weeks. And that is all for student academic affairs.
Do you have any questions for our chair? Questions? And then we'll move forward to ethics.
All right, so for ethics, we're already looking into filling that midterm vacancy. Last week, we voted in ethics to move the deadline because technically given the bylaws, midterm vacancy, the vote would have been on Thanksgiving. So we've done it. So we voted to move back the vote for that space to next Tuesday. We already have applications that are in. So I'm planning to send out that email at this meeting to make those candidates aware of the the timeline and to make the off-campus residents aware of that timeline. We have just been looking over the resolution, and that's going to be up here this week. And we talked about working on making our documents gender neutral, and are planning to start splitting up sections to individually do within ethics, try and get that process moving, and looking at overall figuring out if there's faculty that we could go to who would help us make sure that everything is still grammatically correct while changing the verbiage. So, yeah.
Wouldn't that be Lisa? Lisa Rosenthal? She's the con law prof.
I was going to go to Rob Kendrick, but I will write down him too.
Do
we
have any other questions for the chair? Questions? Seeing none, that concludes our ethics update. And one more update, so co-president Kendrick.
Quick update on the Gus Bus expansion and alternative nights and availability for the Gus Bus. We are on that and exchanging some emails with the Gus Bus folks and looking at pricing and all that.
Go with your Wednesdays.
For Wednesdays for the Gus Bus.
Good run until spring break is what we're currently looking into, because that's the same as the expansion from two buses and three buses on the weekend currently. And we have no further committee updates. So we will move on to unfinished business. And the only thing we have on unfinished business right now is the resolution that was charged to Cabinet. So I'll have Co-President Panzer present that on behalf of Cabinet.
Yeah,
it's,
oh my gosh.
Do you want this?
Amazing.
Yeah,
why don't we,
yeah.
Should we start with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can leave that up until, well, I introduce it, then you can go next afterwards. So I just had a few comments about the background of the resolution, some tips on how to maybe think about this discussion here. So first of all, it came forward in this format. There wasn't a specific charge, but like we had discussed the letter in kind of a different vein of conversation. But we decided to come forward with a resolution as Cabinet, which comes in more like point-by-point format for two reasons. One, it makes discussion a lot more simple, whereas like a letter, which is with more complex paragraphs, can get really tough about what exactly you're trying to edit and can change kind of the flow of the document, whereas this is really clear because this, kind of the format. And hopefully that'll also be clear to the student body. We've attempted to sort of explain why we do that a little bit more in the introduction than we typically do. And then moving into discussion as well, if you want to change the introduction email, you're welcome to do that and suggest changes and all that. We're definitely focused on, you know, this the resolution part in our discussions here, but if you have issues with how we're planning on framing the email, please let us know and we'll go through that. With that, I just had three comments before we dive into the conversation about the resolution. So first of all, we crafted this so it doesn't directly connect with any other events, including those on campus. Actually, doesn't explicitly mention anything. So if you have issues with the certain tactics of demonstrations on campus or some of the specific issues with other national demonstrations and movements, this doesn't really get into that. This stays pretty, pretty like broadly, considerative or something of. Kind of like a moral issues and things that our students, you know, are dealing from. And second point, what we're hearing is that students at this campus experience bias and discrimination. So that's the only like, you know, fact that we're articulating in this resolution, and the rest kind of a thoughtful piece. So if you have any issues with that, we Joan S is a pretty good institutional memory of recent issues on that. So if you have any questions during discussion, feel free to ask about what that might look like. I think that it's pretty clear, given the history of the college and the testimonies of various students, that bias and discrimination do occur on this campus. And then third, it's our duty to speak out against this sort of thing if it's occurring. And, you know, in the Constitution, our preamble charges to safeguard the rights of students, to elevate the general welfare of the campus community, and to foster an atmosphere in which students may freely pursue their academic endeavors. So if you're looking for kind of a constitutional framework going into this, I think right at the top, we're charged with kind of protecting and advocating for all of our students. And whether or not this affects the majority or something along those lines, we think that there's validity to thinking of this as just sort of a piece of protecting the welfare so that the college can be its best self for all students. So that, those are my creating comments, and if you want to go questions, or just raise your phone, let's go right in discussion.
I do want to say,
do you want to
scroll
down?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, could you read through it? Because
yeah, sure.
Not have a chance to
what?
Yeah.
Sure. So I'll just read through the resolution thing aloud here. So whereas Student Senate is constitutionally charged to uphold the college's five core values of community, justice, faith, excellence, and service. Whereas community, faith, excellence, and service cannot truly exist when justice is denied. Whereas institutional racism and oppressive systems exist in this nation and in higher education. Whereas students at Gustavus Adolphus College repeatedly endure bias incidents as well as countless less obvious acts of oppression based on their identity, be it resolved that Student Senate stands in solidarity with all members of the Gustavus community enduring racism and bias in any form. Be it resolved that, in the pursuit of justice, Student Senate calls all members of the Gustavus community to engage in 1, thoughtful reflection on privilege, and 2, participate in conversation regarding how this community may be excluding oppressed groups from full acceptance in our community.
Okay, with that, we'll move into discussion. I want to quick mention or explain, I'm going to treat this exactly like we do a finance budget because it was charged to Kevin to bring this forward. We're just going to act like it's a motion being brought to the floor. If you choose to vote it down, think this shouldn't go through, you can just vote it down. If you think it should go through or amended version of it should go through, then you can vote it. But just for simplicity reasons, we'll consider the motion on the floor as presented. For that, I'll open up the floor for discussion. Senator Lewing?
Yeah. I really like this, specifically that it isn't tailored to any one event, but rather, I guess, denouncing oppression as a whole. Just because if our student body will be becoming more active in this sense throughout the year, this will be applicable in multiple scenarios. I also like that it doesn't only focus on institutional racism, but bias in any and all forms. And I also know, having walked past Cabinet twice when you were going through this process, that every word was very meticulously chosen. So I personally am 100% for the resolution in its entirety. I yield.
Jonas?
So I'm sorry that I didn't catch this before, but I'm struggling now all of a sudden with the parallel language structure of the last whereas, or the last be it resolved. Because I think I want to read it as to engage in number one, number two, and then number two should be participation instead of participate. Or the other possibility is you could move the one to in front of engage so that the community would one, engage in, and two, participate in. And I'm so sorry I didn't see that earlier, guys, when I read it.
Wasn't in there before.
Oh, look at that.
Because it doesn't change the way that it's, like, the intent of it that's friendly, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grammatical change.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change the
Nope,
that was it.
Okay. So, yeah, we do need a senator to move that. It'd be a friendly motion just because it doesn't change anything, just from having there. So, Senator Rose.
Okay, well, I move to do
that. Yeah. Don't ask for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So, we'll move forward with that amendment.
So are both pages, that first page and second page, going to be sent out to Mr. Fine?
So the first page is the email that we would send, and then the second part would be an attachment, like a separate file. I don't know. I mean, yes, they'll both be sent. Maybe they'll be in different parts of the message.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion, Senator Dix?
I know I expressed some concern about how such a letter might have been worded or crafted. And say that this is very well done, and that this was well crafted and represents, I think, something that just about everyone can get behind and should get behind.
Yeah, I mean, I like this resolution. The one thing that we need to do as a body is not forget about this, and then, you know, like, if we write the letter and do nothing about it, we're hypocrites, then we shouldn't be in office. So we should continue throughout the year to do what we can without changing specific, that's not worth going into at this point, but we do need to be mindful of taking care of business that we set out on this path of doing. You know, actually, no, I'm going to, nope, I yield.
Any other discussion on resolutions? Same with Gunnar?
Yeah. All right, so I want to make an amendment to the B to resolve the first part, whereby it says the Gustavus community enduring racism and bias in any form. I feel like maybe the word oppression can also be used, because yeah, it hits home like the point.
It'd be racism, oppression, and bias.
Yeah. Because it's also being like the point here we're talking about.
Do we have any seconds on the motion?
I think it's friendly. It doesn't change the nature of the bill.
Just for the sake of having a conversation about it, I think it does add some meaning to the changes and negative functions. I appreciate that. Second goes to Senator Hayman. So we'll enter discussion about the amendment. Senator Gagne, you have the floor.
I yield.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Any further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the amendment to add oppression. So now that three more out would be to add oppression as it's now typed in the resolution. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? The amendment passes. We'll move back to discussion on the resolution as a whole. Senator Gagne, so before.
Aye.
Any further discussion on the resolution? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on
I
to
move
vote.
For a roll call vote.
Do we have any objections to a roll call vote? Objections? Objections? Seeing none, we'll move forward to a roll call vote on the resolution as amended. So, Commissioner Director Garano, could you administer the roll call?
Senator Huerta. Green.
Aye.
Blumenkamp.
Aye.
Wells.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Dalit.
Aye.
Zela.
Aye.
Aye.
Sobe.
Aye.
Abui.
Aye.
Martinez.
Aye.
Landrote.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Antes.
Aye.
Stolk.
Aye.
Eberman.
Aye.
Ganga.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, with that, the resolution passes. And we'll move back to unfinished business. That is all we have on the agenda. Do we have any further unfinished business? Further unfinished business, more unfinished business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. We have nothing on the agenda. Do we have any new business on the floor? New business. New business. Seeing none.
Yeah, so I'm just going to announce that at 9 p.m., which I was nervous about getting to until quite recently, at 9 p.m. in Christ Chapel, to all who feel willing, there will be a vigil for all the lives lost in the past few weeks to violent means. It's a very inclusive service. You come as you are. We'd love to have you. So.
Controller Johnson.
Yeah. So, just to those who may receive questions for student orgs that are trying to put in RFPs or interdepartmentals, there's a little bit of confusion. I don't regularly check our actual Senate mailbox. It's in like with the rest of the POs of the organizations. There's a folder next to our Senate office door inside the guest student that there's blank RFPs, and then below it's complete RFPs. If you get questions from orgs about what do we do with these forms, Tell them to put it in the complete buy folder. That way I actually see it on deadline day of Thursday at 8 p.m. That way I have enough time to go through it, make sure it's okay before we send it off. And then, so yeah. So otherwise, if you have like questions that you can't answer for organizations, feel free to let them know. My email, ajohns36. And then, or, you know, they can get online and find it there too. But yeah, just to clear up, we had a few issues with that this week. And then Joan asked me to get two signatures before you run on.
Thanksgiving is one of the most dangerous times of the year in terms of drunk driving, so if you drink, don't drive, be careful on the roads. Car accidents aren't fun, I can attest to that. Young Americans for Liberty hosted a very successful food drive. We got like, what, 3 or 4 big boxes of food and like $40-$50 from college students, so.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention about the discussion last Friday that was held. I thought it was very productive and encourage everyone here to go into discussions like that in the future.
Thank you guys so much for funding the Russian Tea. We normally have them about once a month. I will do my best to let y'all know when our next one is. It'll be in December. And the time is Lini's.
Aren't they usually on Wednesday?
That's
right, because Serkovich is, he's abroad.
Yeah, he's on
okay.
Croatia. He's off doing abroad.
No, he's off doing old church Slavic stuff.
Given our record-setting short meeting, I'd like to encourage Sean to plan a candlelight vigil for every Monday night.
Unfortunately, that would be very possible.
I think that's kind of celebrating the wrong things.
Yeah, so first of all, I really applaud Senator's point about that we should do what this resolution calls us to do. So that's really a very strong point that we absolutely should talk to the reflection facilities and participate in conversation about accepting everybody in our community in a positive way. So thank you for that recommendation. I encourage you all to think about how that might play into our work as a body. And on another note, the Diverse Center recently, a few weeks back now, they took on their first assistant director, or their new assistant director, Kenneth Reed. So I just want to encourage you to connect with him now that there's a new kind of important administrative force on campus. He's a really amazing, very friendly guy. Bobby and I will be meeting with him after break, just kind of a broad chat about all sorts of different things. But great new presence in the administration on campus. We encourage you all to connect with them. And third, shout out to Diverse Chair Singh and Parliamentarian Gunnigal for participating in an outstanding Punjabi dance in the International Festival on Saturday. I wasn't able to see, but I just saw a video, and it's Carter. That's a movement, man.
Next, I'm just going to talk. Oh, no, we already hit 30 minutes, so we didn't get under 30 minutes here.
Announcements don't count.
Whether or not you plan on celebrating Thanksgiving this week, I really hope everybody in this room takes some time to take a step back and reflect on all the blessings you have in your lives. I know this is kind of a time this semester where things get really stressful. We're going to come back next week, and we're going to be wrapping up for final projects and final tests and big exams and a really stressful time. So even if you have a paper or something to work on over break, really find some time to relax so you can come back and really hit those last 2-3 weeks really hard. Thank you for a good meeting tonight. That was awesome. I yield. And Chair Osberg?
I just wanted to say that on Black Friday, there's actually free admission to all of Minnesota state parks. So go out in nature and enjoy the outdoors.
Hey, Sam, you think Walker's going to do that?
Any further announcements? Any further announcements for the concert? Not as good as here.